abiding in Islam. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Parenting in Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you to another episode of our series Parenting in Islam. Let's start our episode by listening to a blessed hadith of the Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Listen carefully. The Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, when people who love each other for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal meet together, shake hands with each other, and recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the past and future sins of both of them are forgiven before they separate from each other. Subhanallah, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our topic for today is small efforts, great rewards. Before moving towards our topic, let's listen to a blessed hadith. The Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. That is, a believer's intention is better than his action. Therefore, the more good intentions you make, inshallah, the more reward you will attain. Firstly, make the intention that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. You will listen to this episode till the very end, and whatever you learn in this episode and understand from it, you'll implement it in your life. And whenever you hear Sallu al-Habib or the Prophet's name, you will recite durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this series we've been hearing about the good methods that we can apply to our children to provide them a good upbringing. So let's listen to some small methods that we can act upon to make our children good individuals of the society. Firstly, when a child becomes more consciously aware and begins to say things, then teach him the name of his creator and owner, Allah, first, and try to have him recite the kalma before anything else. As the compassionate Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, make your children say La ilaha illallah before anything else. Subhanallah. Now these are small things, but the rewards are great in the light of hadith. Our noble predecessors rahimahumullahu ta'ala would teach kids the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they would strive to make sure that the child becomes so habitual of uttering the name of Allah Azza wa Jal that it becomes their lifelong wazifa. Sayyidina Sahal bin Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would worship alongside his maternal uncle from the tender age of 3. His uncle said, before sleeping every night, recite these words once: Allahu ma'iya, Allahu nadhiri, Allahu shahidi. Meaning, Allah Almighty is with me, Allah Almighty sees me, Allah Almighty is a witness upon me. When he became habitual of reciting this, his uncle said, now recite this 7 times daily. When he became habitual of this, he was instructed to recite it 15 times. Then throughout his life, he would read this wazifa. Alhamdulillah, nurtured by the company of pious elders, Amir Ahle Sunnat, Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, had instructed all the family members to keep uttering Allah Allah in front of his granddaughter, so that the first thing she utters is the word Allah. And when she was brought to him, he would also perform zikr of Allah in front of her. When his granddaughter began to speak, the first word she uttered was Allah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, another good method of providing a good upbringing to children is to tell them the accounts of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and the honorable companions, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. With the blessings of this, children would develop love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and the honorable companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, in their hearts. Let's listen to an account for encouragement. One day in school, the teacher asked students, "What will you become when you are older?" Some said, "I'll become a doctor." Some said, "I'll become an engineer." Some said, "I'll become a school teacher." When the teacher asked, "Aslam, what will you become?" Aslam replied, "I'll grow up to become a Sahabi." The teacher inquired, "Son, do you know who is called a Sahabi?" He replied, "No." The teacher said, "How did you get the passion to become a Sahabi?" So he explained, "My mother relays an account of a Sahabi to me every night. Because of this, I developed the passion to become a Sahabi." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is the importance. And this is what we should teach our children. We should tell them the accounts of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and the honorable companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Another way of raising children well is to give them religious education alongside worldly education too, especially the education of the Quran, because the benefit of worldly education is only limited to the world, whereas the benefit of religious knowledge will be received in the grave and in the hereafter as well. The Quran is a light. If the hearts and minds of children are adorned with the light of the Quran, then through its blessings, their inner self will also be illuminated. The noble Prophet ﷺ has given many glad tidings to those who teach their children the noble Quran. The beloved Rasul ﷺ said, "The one who taught his child how to recite the Quran in this world will be made to wear a crown on Judgment Day, by which the people of paradise will come to know that this individual made his son acquire the knowledge of the Quran in the world." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. The one who taught the Ummah the Quran, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "The one who recited the Quran, learnt it and acted upon it, his parents will be made to wear such a crown of nur, whose illumination will be like that of the sun, and his parents will be made to wear two attires whose value this world cannot fulfill. They will ask, 'Why were we clothed in these attires?' It will be said, 'Due to your children holding onto the Quran.'" Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said in another hadith, "The one who teaches his son how to recite the Quran, all his past and future sins are forgiven because of this." Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, continuing our topic, it's important to note that for young children, parents take a great deal of care to protect them against physical and spiritual harms. They may, for example, apply a speck of kuhul in the child's face to ward off the evil eye. This is a good practice, but as children grow up, usually at the age of 6 or 7, they begin to venture out to play outside with friends, exposing themselves to new dangers such as the evil gaze of others. It is essential to equip children to protect themselves by teaching them essential supplications and making them a part of their daily life. Just as we heard before that a pious predecessor, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, taught his child a wazifa and told him to carry on for the rest of his life. Now, regarding evil gaze, there are some important things to note. Evil jinn dwell in impure places like washrooms. If children recite the relevant supplication before entering the washroom, they will be protected. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "A supplication is an army from the armies of Allah, and prayer is the weapon of a believer." Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we're supposed to teach our children this and teach them the importance of supplication and the wazayif and the invocations that we should recite in our day-to-day life. As children frequent public spaces, they are exposed to evil gaze. Reciting the supplication for leaving the house will protect them against the evil gazes and sudden accidents, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. If your children go to school in a van or another mode of transport, custom them to recite the supplication of traveling. This will protect your children throughout the journey. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are small efforts that you have to make, but the reward of this is very, very great. There are supplications that if children recite them in the morning, they will be protected from calamities until the evening. If they recite them in the evening, they will be protected until the morning. Teach your children these powerful supplications and encourage them to read them regularly. Their faith in Allah Azza wa Jal will be enhanced and they will be saved from many troubles. Likewise, there are supplications for everyday tasks such as eating, drinking, sleeping, waking up, going out and entering the house. Although these are routine tasks, preceding them with the relevant supplications will invoke the mercy of Allah Almighty, and your child will reap the full blessings of these seemingly insignificant tasks. So inculcate a culture of zikr in your children whereby they are supplicating to Allah before every activity, small or big. Dear viewers of Madinah, in this episode we learned that it's important to teach our children these small supplications that they should recite before doing their daily tasks. It is important that we give our children the teachings of the Holy Quran. We make them learn the recitation of the Holy Quran, and also when they grow up, they should also act upon the teachings of the Holy Quran. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, may Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to fulfill the responsibilities that are upon us with regards to our children. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Lameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madinah channel, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. We'll be back with another episode. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Parenting in Islam. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Parenting in Islam.